You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show.
Give it.
Go ahead, Nicholas.
This one jam right here. Okay. Work it out.
This whole season was about heartbreaking.
Heartbreak and bad haircuts.
That's
horrible drama. Yeah,
you gotta do the shoulders.
Oh, the shoulders. Wait, hold on. Wait. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz episode for Love and Hip Hop New York City, the reunion, part two. My name is Mikey 3000 Watts, your host, and we're a full house this week.
Yes, it's about time.
Nicola Gaona is in the building.
Hey y'all, what's good? What's going? What's going on?
How you feeling? I see you popping with your Louis Vuitton.
Oh yes,
your
Louis
Vuitton.
Nice. Yeah, so.
DJ Jesse,
chill.
How you?
I'm laughing at Marissa because she must hate this season so much that she wrote Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh,
that was from last night. But girl, you didn't even want. You was lazy.
She like, we know what it is. Okay, if we up on the panel, we know what it is. Love and hip-hop.
And Miss Ashita on Ray.
Hello.
What it do? How you feeling?
I'm feeling
How was
bad.
Your day?
Day was good today.
Good.
I'm loving this fresh face. Looks pretty on you.
Thank you.
She's
giving
welcome.
You cover,
oh,
she cover said, girl.
She's a model. She's anything.
Yeah, cover girl.
Photo.
I forgot to ask the viewers last time. Viewers, who do we think looked the best? Best outfit down from the hair to the nails to the dress to the shoes. Tell us. Let us know. You can go on iTunes and let us know, or you can do it on YouTube.
Who do you think?
Who do I think? Mm-hmm. I think we said...
Rashida?
I think I said...
I knew you was going to say that.
I said Rocky.
I was
going to
say that. I was going to say Rashida.
Rocky looked banging.
Yeah.
Wow.
No time.
What? Wait. Yeah, Rocky.
Knock this bitch up in the back of it.
Yeah.
Little Nicki Minaj boss.
Hold on.
Rocky?
For real, though?
Rocky looked gorgeous.
Oh,
but she
no,
was the
she
best
to go.
The best.
I thought Tahereh had it, and I mean, Erica. If she didn't have those shoulder pads, she'd have been looking like.
If
really
Erica didn't
bossy.
Have the shoulder pads, I would say Erica.
Me too.
Rocky, I can see what you're saying, but it just
she's just so basic. I can't.
Yeah,
I love
you're
that.
Basic.
Wow, like that. So I really feel like these they really tried with this reunion because I feel like they had nothing to talk about.
Oh, they had a lot to talk about. What are you talking about? They talked about from dicks to vaginas.
I mean, they had a couple of things to talk about. It was pushing it. I mean,
oh, I was dying.
It wasn't like the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
Of course not. That's a good show.
Oop, dang. Also, viewers, do we think, or even panel, does Tyri have ass ejections? Because she claims it's real and it's all her little workout.
That's just saggy, so I bet you it's real.
Oop.
Not a bad saggy? Sag, but it sags. You feel
what do y'all
me?
Think?
I feel like it's real.
I think
yeah,
it's
it
real.
Just, you know, it has that low,
real,
you know,
a real
like, Nicki Minaj is like,
yeah, exactly.
Hers is just real because it's like laying
but not
low,
that, but
you know what I'm saying?
Hers also got like a little dents in, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
when she puts pants
right,
on, you can see.
See
like,
yeah,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. She yeah. Does, and like she said, she does
and
a lot of work.
And it ain't a bad thing. It's real, you know what I'm saying?
It's real cute.
It was the season of the booties.
I hate it.
Season of the booties.
Mona actually got a chance to ask Yandy about the cousin taking the ass picture. The workout picture from behind, and Yanni actually says she thought it was a little overboard.
Mm-hmm.
A little change up from when we actually saw that episode. I still stand by. I don't think it was much at all.
Right.
I thought it was cool.
Well, I just can't with Mona in general. That bitch. I like. This is the thing I don't get about Mona. you put this show together. Please do not be hosting these reunions. Like, who do you think you are?
You
like,
ain't Andy Cohen.
You are not Andy Cohen, okay? You cannot be putting these girls in places. You cannot be putting these men in places. If I was them, I would have really went off on her. Like, I don't care if you're my manager or you put me on this show. I will leave this show because she is just so rude and she's just so obnoxious. I don't want to hear her talk. I don't want to hear her trying to...
this episode. No, I did. Versus the first one.
Regardless, I don't even care. Her voice annoys the hell out of me.
One of the issues...
to go.
One of the issues I had... One of the issues I had was every time they come back from commercial, they reintroduce Mona.
Well, that's not her. That's because the way they film it, it's like a 4 to 6 hour day. So, because I've gone to like after shows and them before, they do it because they don't know how they're going to edit the show.
I just thought it was overdone.
Yeah, well, that's editing, so that's not really her fault. Because they just do it for every segment, and they must not have had a lot of information talked about on the show, because those segments were real short. Mm-hmm. And
it was just overdone,
but that's not... I guess it is her fault, because she does production.
It seems like it was done just off head. Like, let's just film it, let's go, let's not even have a plan.
Right.
Maybe somewhat of a format.
So you think that, Andy Cohen and John Sally are good, but just not... Mona Scott Young.
I don't like John Sally. I do like Andy Cohen.
Yeah, I don't like John Sally. I like John Sally.
What does John do? What is John
basketball wise? I like John Sally, but I don't like him for that. I don't know. It just bothers me.
It's just like you're too straight. Like you're just like so why you? Like you know like how did you feel about? And the girls are just like how that.
But no one's gonna really try it on that stage though.
Well, I know because he's like. I don't know.
I would have lost my damn mind.
Oh, but wait, as far as production
Mona in the face.
Goes,
I would have punched Mona in the face.
As far as production goes, I feel like they had too much of a plan with this. I feel like she tried to produce it so much that they tried to get these moments and it just didn't work because they were cutting it and pacing it too much. Like with Real Housewives, I feel like they keep them there long enough and have long enough discussions where. You're going to start getting irritated, and then they're going to really come at you at each other.
Well, I just love how there's no audience in the other, like, Real Housewives and stuff like that.
But see, I like it for Bad Girls Club. It works for Bad Girls Club.
Oh, really?
And, like, for a show like this where it's kind of, like, Real Housewives, I feel like, is a little more classier.
That's true,
than
yeah.
this. So it's kind of fun with audience interact. Like, when Consequence, what did he say to her?
Oh, yeah, they're like,
so
you're let me ask
you guys. I don't tolerate disrespect!
Oh my God, for
like,
real?
Really?
Yeah, he was on one. But look, let me ask you, if Andy Cohen, let's just say if Andy Cohen was on this show, you don't think they would fight?
Andy Cohen would
not be like, I'm done with you bitches. Goodbye, I'm
because
done with you bitches. That's my
line,
okay?
He lets them argue. He does let them
you know
argue.
What I'm saying? He'll just be like...
Andy Cohen does, and he doesn't get involved.
He doesn't get involved.
And if he doesn't get involved, it's always...
He'll just make a point. He'll just make a point.
Like Mark,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Andy Cohen
shady point.
Andy
like,
Cohen is a gay boy, so he knows how to do that naturally.
So yeah. Mona just gets too involved, is what you guys are saying.
Yeah, like, why are you touching them like...
Don't disrespect me, girl. Don't disrespect me.
I don't want to be too much right now, so...
So throughout the whole season,
go get your shoes. Come back up on this.
Like, right.
Am I my mother?
She's like, we're not doing this.
Are you my mother? Like, let me actually take my shoe and throw it in your face. Okay.
But why do they? Why can't they edit that out though? Like her doing all that stuff.
I think she probably wants to show that.
But she's the boss. She needs to go.
Well, not only that, but especially in that moment, like you want to see that because Rashida's shoes dead ass were on the floor and Rashida's sitting on a couch.
So throughout the whole season, there was a lot of rumors, a lot of things going on, especially naked pictures that we talked about through each of these episodes. But we finally got the real from the real, and I thought Joe was a little bit on the lying, shady side. Yes, he does take pictures of himself nude, but he says they were messed with. I guess that means photoshopped, and they photoshopped the penis. But you said your phone was stolen from the club, so you mean somebody actually had the time to take the phone from the club, then take the picture from the phone, put it into Photoshop, work with it that much. Somebody hated you that much to do that. I don't know.
They saw
that's
that
a lot of time.
People do that though.
I'm too lazy to do that.
The only one I hope. Was photoshopped.
I'm praying.
But it's not.
That one is dead. You can
Did
tell
you
the way Erica
face?
Was.
No, what? And not even. Like, Mike Dallas' face was just like.
Mike Dallas.
You mean Rich Dallas? Oh.
Rich Dallas.
Who the hell is Mike Dallas? And why is she going to look at me? Because my name is
Mike.
I can only imagine the iTunes and YouTube comments. Mike must have a small penis.
Like, he must look like a
Mikey,
beer can.
I'm not talking about you. I don't know why. I said not that I would. Oh,
yeah, right. Anyways, the penis was really small. Rich says his was messed with, and you know that brother was lying out of his teeth.
Oh, Erica put him on blast. Oh, like, yeah. The way she even confronted it, it was like, oh, that's obvious. She was like, she didn't get to say much.
The fact that she admitted to that thing being inside her, like, the fact that she admitted that, I was like, okay, that shit was real. Because if I was her, I'd have been like, hell no, that is not what I was working with, okay? It's there was disgusting. No time for that,
it
all
looked
right.
Like the little mushroom man from Super Mario Brothers. You remember the little mushroom dude?
That little mushroom man was cute. He had a smile on his face. Like, that looked like...
I mean, you could have painted a smiley face.
That was a radish.
Like, yeah. A radish. Wow. A radish.
Like a beet.
Wow.
Have you seen the penis pictures?
I have.
Yeah. Nasty. Girl, what she thought it looked like? It's AfterBuzz mic. The top of it.
Oh, no. This is even looking better. All right. So, it was straight up radish. Old... freaking potato looking.
Consequence and Jen. I know their story was a struggle throughout the season, but I feel like Consequence always contradicts himself, especially with the Muslims thing when that comes up. It's like, I mean, how can you be a rapper that raps about guns and violence and sex and be Muslim?
I don't want to argue anymore.
Why was Rashida there sitting next to them? Like, she knew what she was talking about. Like,
you Muslim girl, come sit up on the
couch. Right, like, are you, what are you doing?
Well, she was
like,
raised Muslim.
Well, that's why they brought her up, because she was raised Muslim.
Okay, yes, but when have we ever seen her with these people? And she had, what, two words to say? And they're like, thank you. I mean, like, girl.
What do the viewers think? If you are a rapper and you rap about things that might be negative, I mean, and you're Muslim, is it believable, or should that conflict with your religion?
Yes.
I mean, or is it kind of hypocritical to be Muslim?
He's able to be Muslim and talk about how, you know, it's all for God and all that, but yeah, he can say what he says in his lyrics.
Right.
But she can't
have a holiday.
She can't have a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she punking out? I just feel like she punked out.
Well, honestly, I feel like Mona Scott don't really like her, because I feel like when she addressed Jen the question the first time and Rocky, like, jumped on it, like, usually Mona's really good about going back or, like, silencing someone.
Oh, yeah, she didn't even go back.
Nope, Jen couldn't say nothing. And then when Jen overspoke Consequence
was like...
He let her, though, but I feel like Mona was kind of like, oh, well, we wanted to hear from Consequence. So I felt like Consequence allowed Jen, which is sad, but...
At first, he was like, are you going to let me talk?
I mean, she's just weak to me.
Right.
She's so weak.
And especially
she is weak.
Yeah.
She is weak.
Like, bitch, I'm taking my son to my mom's house, and we haven't Christmas, so bye.
Even when Jen argued with Rocky about the little white comment, she was like, but I would never say before a black person, but you don't have to say it when you make a comment like that, because you're kind of like alluding to the fact that, yes, before a black person, you would get the job. So that, in that sense, Jen is not. She's not a good artist. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just because it wasn't said doesn't mean the audience is not going to.
But were you guys mad? Because I feel like they didn't talk about that. I feel like they focused more on the religion topic more than the white comment.
No, I felt they gave it a good amount of time. I mean, what else is there to say?
Yeah, she punked out.
Yeah, I mean, she couldn't really defend herself and on that part, because she did say it.
I just, you know, arguing, I just...
Well,
do you want to have an argument when you just do it?
Yeah.
Like, if I want my one day, I want my one day. If that's what you want. And you just want one day?
Yeah. Right.
And you can and you can just already tell that Consequence, obviously, he's the man of the house, and he controls what it is, especially when he was like, you know, that's my son, and my son is going to do what I want him to do. It's just like, ooh, okay, this isn't our son, it's your son. No, you need to get it straight.
Right. Well, once again, Consequence makes an ass out of himself. Rocky actually gets up to fight Rashida, and Consequence gets up like he's going to, fight Rocky.
I know.
Like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you?
Going in about his teeth.
Like, Consequence to me is a punk.
But wait,
Consequence is a girl.
Did you really take it like he was gonna fight her? Because why did he stand up on the thing?
And did you see him like lean in this scooter? Was like,
yeah. Well, and then his little short ass had to stand up on the couch.
Yeah, but then Mona said, I respect that you're trying to protect Jen. That's how I took it, like he was like getting up in front.
But what are you going to do? If she were to hit Jen, what are you going to punch her in the face? What you going to do?
Are we really going to talk about men hitting females?
What you going to do, consequence? What you going to do?
Maybe he would hit her. Maybe he would push her. Maybe he would hold her back. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Now, obviously, he is a bitch. He hit Joe Buttons in the back of the head.
And he took his
opportunity. But he didn't hit Tahiri, though.
He took his opportunity.
He took his opportunity.
He could have if he really was that type.
Because he can't do it face to face.
Tahiri just went, boom.
Didn't see the open hand, though.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like a good one. I wish she would have just.
All in all, Consequence.
He even gave him
Consequence needs to step his life game up, his round game up, everything. Everything, everything. Yeah. Erica, Tiffany, and Rich, the situation
the couch.
Is so disgusting. Do you see his little ass standing on the couch?
Yeah.
What's that song called?
Erica, Tiffany, and Rich, the situation is really disgusting.
That whole situation was so gross.
All over that fucking radish.
How did everybody feel when Rich talked about deception in that short clip where with Erica, how she deceived him? But I feel like
you
Rich deceived her the whole time. By having Tiffany spy on her.
Well, okay, but this is where I feel like they didn't really, Mona, like you're a host, you're supposed to make things clear. I feel like we don't really know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
So
we do know. Would be, no, she said she met her and she gave her head.
Right, but that was while he was messing with Tiffany. So when Tiffany came back to him, that's when he was messing with Erica. So when Tiffany came back to him, it was like, okay, we'll keep doing it. So they all said three totally different stories. I don't know who's to believe. Like, they all kind of said the same thing. We get it. Like, you did really sleep with her, so there's no denying it, which you did at your little lipstick thing. But I don't really know who really initiated what. Like, was it Rich that was started the deception, or was it Erica? Or
Rich?
Tiffany?
Rich.
To me, it's Tiffany. Rich
as her excuse, you mean?
No, used Erica. Just like, Tiffany was like, I want to, like, get in this mix. Mm-hmm. So she went and hit on Erica, gave her some head, and freaking was like, Rich, guess what? Hey,
just
what's
throw
good?
Give some head. Like,
so just, then, this, what about the spying thing?
I mean, it ain't.
Well, no, then, the but then at that point, I mean, it's just, it really is just a web of just like, what? Like, y'all are really nasty. Like, there are diseases out there.
Right.
Y'all are really just playing up in this.
Did y'all catch Tiffany's leg grab when she sat down at the
end? Yeah. Yes.
And he didn't even claim you at the end.
I was.
But did you hear him say, "Oh, what? You mad at me now?"
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I didn't say you was my wife.
Yes,
right. But and, first of all, you know.
Claim.
It should have been claim because you know that he damn well makes Tiffany feel like she's his girl.
Well, but then why does he have to say anything if you said I will always be there? You don't have to say nothing.
Because
then.
He is player. Like, everybody else.
But she's saying, she made a claim saying that I'm not going nowhere. We are what we are. Whatever that is, we are what we are. So why does he have to claim you?
Because, no, it's not about that. He used the word, because she's the homie. Like, right. The Hold homie.
On. Hold on.
Well, that's what they are.
The what did he say?
It was like, it was basically saying, we know what we are. Like, and that's what it is.
I feel
is.
Like it was like, we fucked.
Yes. But if you ain't going nowhere, why are you going to be mad?
But Tiffany, because in Tiffany's mind, she's looking at it like.
But she was told. She was told, Rich is not going to just be with you, and you still saying I'm not going nowhere. So then, why are you upset?
Because I here's where I say deception. So you know what? Maybe Rich is the Decepticon in this Transformer situation. Because obviously he got these girls thinking that they're deep in relationship. Obviously he likes Erica. He would claim Erica. He wasn't going to claim Tiffany though.
He would claim Erica, yeah.
Well, either way we even look at it, Tiffany says, I'm not going anywhere. We're always going to be what we are. That's classic side chick answer.
Really?
So, I mean, at the end of the day, she knows her place. She knows her place.
After this season, he better just stick with Tiffany because everyone done seen your shit.
Exactly. And Tiffany is probably the best you're going to get. And obviously, she wants to be a side chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's satisfied with that and satisfied
no
with the motion of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeti Mendici's, I'm not so sure why Mendici's is locked up right now.
I know. I was just talking about that.
Right, because he had like three cases, so we don't know which one this one was for.
Oh,
he had three cases?
Wasn't it?
I don't know. That's crazy.
One was for like drugs. The other one was for the child thing.
Oh, yeah. But that was not guilty, right? That was not guilty.
Yeah, but he's. That's why they're waiting for sentence.
Well,
he's
Mendices is in Rochester waiting a bail hearing. Shout out to Mendices. Hopefully you get out and get it straight this time.
Right.
But we can only hope.
Is it hard? Is that hard? Is it hard to just get shit right?
Girl, no, it's not hard. That's why I don't understand.
Grown men. I'm just like, dude, just get it right. Just
like going to prison and being having these charges is not a normal thing.
Right.
It's not normal.
But who knows how long ago it was from? Like,
it don't matter how many years ago it was from. I mean, it's not a normal thing to go through. Grown men take care of business legitimately. Yeah,
but at the same time, he obviously, we saw this season that he's become a changed man because of Yandy, because of, well, actually, I would say more, I guess it is because of Yandy, but because of talking to Yandy's mom.
You know, right. What? I feel you. I want to go to bat for Mendices, but we still can't take away from the fact that the dude is locked up right now.
And we don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be some serious shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Right. You know.
Well, I also
it's not
going
to
like
be some minor stuff to get locked up. I mean.
Well, I mean she's saying that he's going to get out. And I feel
Well, she's saying that because she's speaking it into existence. She's taking a page.
Trying to be positive.
She's taking a page from the book The Secret, where she's not going to give the negative life. And so I caught that while watching, and I shout out to Yandy for that. He gives viewers something positive to look at.
We don't know why, because Yandy and Mona are so cool that Mona, out of respect, isn't going to put Mendices' business up.
Really?
Because let's be real, if it was Joe or Consequence, she would be up in Jen's face asking him, like, or putting his stuff out on blast. I really feel that way.
I feel like I really Erica feel like was it's really high.
Yandy's her best friend.
Her and Yandy are that close, you think?
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like Erica was really high on this show.
I feel like, what's his name was too? Rich.
Oh, he.
And Joe.
Or he was just
on
crying.
What? On Molly?
Weed.
Since I know what that is now.
No, I think Erica was high on something else other than weed, but I
she
think.
She was shaking. She Rich, was over here.
Rich was high. Pissed. Rich was high on weed. You could tell his eyes were all low.
Because Molly doesn't like Molly make you happy.
Jimmy used to do that. Jim Jones used to be high all the time.
I was on that stage, I didn't need to be high.
Well, yeah, because what's your name asked, are you high right now? Right?
What did everybody think of Tiffany's dress? Hello, itty bitty titties.
Hey!
It looked like.
Don't talk about itty bitty titties.
I was like,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Ooh, and she pushes.
I thought she looked sexy
in
another dress.
Itty bitty small itty bitty titty.
It was cool.
I'm part of the itty bitty titty committee, ladies and gentlemen.
Itty bitty titties, yeah.
I felt like it was a bit homecoming dress. You know what I mean? Like, it was a little. It was cute, but like a prom or homecoming situation.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Baseline. I can't believe she said that. I let you be out. That was it.
I let you.
I was
be
just
out.
Like, wow.
Do you believe that it was just one time? Obviously, it wasn't one
no,
time.
There's no way.
Because Erica's admitting that, yeah, she was spying on her. It was like, well, what, y'all were just sitting and drinking coffee all those other times after.
Wow.
What was you really drinking?
Well, as we mentioned earlier in this season on this show, I brought the news to you first. Consequence and Joe got into physical altercation during the show. I had no idea there would be actual footage of it. Leave it to Mona Scott's ratchet ass. There is footage of the actual fight, and as I told you before, Consequence snuffed Joe. And Tahiri snuffed him back. I thought that was an epic scene, actually.
I can't believe they even got them back on the stage together after that.
Well, you saw the bodyguard standing there, security, like, mm-hmm, standing, like, ready.
Right, but they obviously didn't do shit the first time. So
well, they didn't know because he hit him from behind. Yeah, sure. Nobody, yeah.
Who does that? Yeah, who does that? What do the viewers think, though? What do the viewers think? I want to know, what do you guys think about the whole thing?
If somebody hit me from behind, I'd be really pissed.
Is hitting from behind a bitch move, or
yes,
or
a bitch move.
Like Consequence says, I took my opportunity.
You took an opportunity, bitchly.
To be a bitch. Because let's be real, your opportunity could have been right on that stage the first time when y'all were up on stage.
Right,
you could have waited for y'all's moment and just been like right across Mona.
Boop. You came scared,
but you waited really, and then like a little kid, like right behind his back. Right, you know exactly where it was too. Mm-hmm. Right in that where your neck
right.
meets the back.
Well, in these moments, I want to know what happened to religious cunts. Like, what happened to that Muslim
right.
man?
Right. So what, you get your moment, I can't have my day.
Right. That's why I say he's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Is that what God would do?
Is that what your God would do? Probably not. Mm. I don't think God has the ability to hit you in the back of the head or would even do
maybe
that.
Maybe you need to be. Maybe you need to have Christmas.
Speaking.
Get a present. Maybe you'll be happy.
Comments and speaking, Jesse. What about this iTunes?
What about it?
Yeah, what about it?
You guys can hit us up on iTunes. What download you, rate, subscribe.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about or what?
Go ahead. I didn't know I was delegated.
So I got to be Mona Scott right now? Y'all need to calm down.
I mean, I'm just going to take my opportunity.
Jesse, just go ahead and go into iTunes right now. I'm not going to hear it, okay? Nothing more.
Put your shoes on the stage.
I was just going to say.
Put your shoes on.
Oh, my shoes are on and they're looking really fly.
So. Download us on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, download. Leave us a comment.
Leave us a comment. And then let us know.
Stay tuned because we're coming back with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
ATL,
ho. There's so much love on iTunes. I love the iTunes fans. I feel like there's a lot of hatred on YouTube. Y'all must.
Okay.
Like, what's going on with y'all? Is that all y'all have to do? Anyways.
Hi, haters. Bye, haters.
Bye.
Haters are the biggest fans.
But the best part of this whole show was Tahiri mollywhopping Kontz in the face and his glasses falling off. And then Kontz gives praise to Tahiri.
That was a bitch move.
For getting him, and that's another bitch move. Like, literally, you know you looked really bad on camera. I'm surprised we didn't get into the consequence stealing Joe's phone thing, because I guess that happened outside, right?
Oh, maybe.
Because I got in another fight.
The consequence is probably the one sending Joe's naked ass pictures of.
Probably.
Oh, man, this motherfucker dick is smaller than mine. Put him on blast.
I actually wouldn't doubt that.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny. I had an LOL moment when the security picked up consequence. Like,
after he was running to the back.
Like, he was nothing. Just
his little excellent. Right.
Scooped his ass up real quick and walked him in his arms back to his chair. Like, come on, Cons.
I know.
That ain't hot. That ain't New York.
Who do you think would really win in a fight, though?
Well, that's what I also
would. Well, if he headbutted him, that team would go right into Joe Button's skull. Like,
no, wait, really. And the audience, viewers, and my lovely panel here of hosts, who do we really think would win in a fight? Consequence or Joe?
I kind
of
feel like Consequence would. I don't know why I feel that way. Wait, all right, so let's say he did that. You know those pictures on Instagram that be going around all the celebrities without the teeth? That could really be Consequence back. Without his Chuck Norrises.
I think Joe would win.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ashita says Joe.
I don't know. Joe just seems weak to me.
Yeah.
I think Consequence just...
I feel like Joe scares people because he always is calm, and that can deliver a type of strength. But true. I don't know. I feel like he does. I don't know why, because I feel like Consequence is a bitch, but I feel like in the fight between the two of them, Consequence...
Can y'all believe I went to work the... I went to work the other day, and my manager was like... She comes in, she was like... You remind me of Joe Budden. Oh. I was like, what? She was like, yeah, I never heard his music. I couldn't even tell you his song, but something, I watched Love and Hip Hop, and you just remind me of him.
That's racist.
No,
that's
flat
out racist.
I was like, girl, you don't even know me like that, girl.
Oh my God, there's no
ignorant.
Time.
She really did say that, and that's a true story. True story. I hope
like
I don't.
What's that crackhead's name? Joe Budden's like,
yeah, that's up. Me. That's me. That's me. That's me.
That's messed up.
So I'm like, bitch, you look like that white bitch. What's her name from OC?
So there's a lot of things going on with the cast after the show. Tahiri's the only one that really had nothing because she was like, more love in hip hop. And I was like, bitch, that's all you have going on.
Unless she's excited because she knew she got signed for next season. And half the bitches probably aren't going to be
but
on
what was she
season.
Doing on the season? She don't have nothing.
She don't
she's
have
not an artist.
Crap.
Yeah.
Joe.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what she said. More love. She's not an artist.
Okay, so Mona has to know. Has to know she has to revamp the cast for next season.
I mean, at least
season.
Rashida got a shoe line.
Rashida need to be
she
off.
She needs to be so off.
Rashida need to
long
be off.
Gone.
Rocky
she
need
said,
to be off.
Actually, my man actually put a ring on it.
Who do you think she was shading when she said that?
Oh, my God.
Because low-key, I kind of felt like she was saying it to...
Consequence.
In Jen, yeah.
But why?
But I don't get why.
I don't think she
why?
Has a problem with them.
That's what I'm saying. But Jen said whatever, and then Rashida said made that comment because who
or
else? Rocky don't get a man,
or even Rocky.
But Rocky don't get a man.
Oh,
we don't
yeah,
know that.
Because I think Rocky's made situations to her like, oh, like you can't keep a man. Oh. Da, 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 da. I don't know. I really don't care.
I just think Rashida needs to be off.
She does.
So Rashida got a ring. It's probably a girl because they did allude to the fact that she's a lesbian. Not even allude. They said, when you're going to come out the closet. Yandy has EGR, her website. Jen says she's going to start the blog again.
She's so happy.
Who the hell cares?
I'm in a really good place right now.
I'm just in a really good place.
But she has no days. Are you going to be in a good place if you have no days?
I'm just in a really good place right now. Like, Consequence paid for everything. And, like, I'm still not having Christmas. But that's okay. Because my husband
runs. He put an extra pillow in my cage. I'm so excited. When I get home, I have cushion.
And I get to see my son 1 hour a day.
That's when we might be eating.
if I'm allowed to eat
a piece of lettuce.
No, what does it mean?
And then Erica has a book called Underneath It All. That's, I guess it's already out.
Not gonna read that.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna read it either.
No, it's 40 journals, bitch. You really be writing 40.
I scared to even know what's in those journals, girl.
You know those journals are fake, because who keeps their journals from when they're
who even has a journal these days?
No, lots of people really
do. It's called videography. That's my diary. But
that proves her age, though, that she'd be having journals, not like YouTube videos. What?
That means she's old.
Because older.
There is no way in hell this girl's like, oh my God, I'm going to write this down. Like,
Tiffany ate my box up today.
Like, come on. Like, she's not gonna sit there and actually write a whole damn thing for at least okay, maybe like for like a couple hours, but like a whole damn book. You done wrote everything for a whole damn book? Hell no.
Today,
okay?
I'm gonna be an artist. No.
Y'all are so
a real singer today.
Joe Budden.
I'm gonna be a video.
We're going to predictions for next season. Sorry.
Today I met Chris Brown on set.
Y'all are so messy.
Today I wore a Dick Tracy dress. And I'm loving my life.
Y'all better leave that girl alone.
And then she finishes it.
So predictions for next season of Love and Hip Hop New York. I honestly couldn't predict anything because I really want them to change the cast. I don't want Consequences Grill back on this show. I really feel bad for Kaylin and her grill, cause she ain't gonna be back next season. That hoe got on the train. She didn't even know what was going on.
She wasn't even. Was she at 3? Oh yeah, she was at 3.
She was, they gave her like a scene, two seconds. 30 seconds, and she had to go.
Maybe she needs to start writing journals.
This cast just sucks. It's nothing like the last season. What I am looking forward to is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be popping. There's a lot of drama, and I can tell you they're gonna turn it up this season.
See, that's sad. Like, we talking about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
That's about to be so wretched. I cannot wait.
That's the next installment. Ratchet. It's been so real. I love all y'all. I know I was gone for a few weeks,
but now you're back.
Well,
and now
and I
again.
Guess you know we'll see you.
Well, I'm
later.
Back.
Wait, what did Erica say when she said, dead. "What are you doing?"
Huh?
What did she say?
She
what can
said,
we expect from you? More ratchetness, more.
Oh, she's more craziness.
Erica does not sound that way.
Thank you guys so much for.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Really rewind it. She really low key does.
Leave I'm all your love me. Comments.
And I got more craziness.
Leave your hate comments. These weirdos up here.
Hit us up on iTunes. Download.
You can find me on Twitter at Mikey3000. What?
You can find me at _ Sensei DRC.
Just hit me up at Erica Mena. DJ Jesse J.
Ashita on Ray.
Actually, don't even hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, actually, mine was wrong. It's at Sensei _DRC.
SoundCloud.com/Mikey
that
Watts.
Was hilarious.
Just call me.
Your website? What's your website?
Just call me. Oh, SenseiDon'tPlay.com.
Peace, bitches. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.